5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The 5 best cryptocurrencies for beginners to invest in.
My ducks, my swans, welcome to the pond.
My ducks, my swans, welcome to the pond. My name is Dorian from group82university.com and welcome back. It's been a long time since I've had a chance to say that. A lot has changed since the last time that y'all were here. There are a lot of y'all that are new. Welcome to the pond. My name is Dorian from group82university.com. I call my male fans ducks. I call my female fans swans. I call our entire community the pond. And inside the pond, we about getting this forever money. We about getting passive income, affiliate income, digital marketing tips, social media marketing tips, content marketing tips, YouTube growth tips, stock, crypto, Ethereum. This is what we're going to be talking about here on Dorian Group 82 across all social media platforms. And I appreciate all y'all that have taken the chance and the ride with me. And it's been a long time since I've made a long form video. So I know what I'm saying right now and what I'm doing right now ain't gonna age well, but I don't care because I realize that I missed this. I realize that I missed this medium. I realize I missed talking to y'all like this. And I'm glad that we can continue this journey outside of music marketing and expand it to something bigger and universal and more general that can help all of us. So once again, welcome to the pond. What made me start talking about cryptocurrency? You know, I started investing in cryptocurrency about 2 years ago. And it was something I didn't believe in at first. I thought it was just some internet nerd shit, to be honest. But I realized very quickly that this ain't no internet nerd shit. This is some real shit. For those of y'all that are new to the pond, I cuss in here. Get over it. And I realized very quick that this is something I need to have my money in. And I wanted to learn what it was. I wanted to learn the utilities. I wanted to learn why people were so excited about it. I wanted to learn the good about it. I wanted to learn the bad about it. And the whole time I was trying to figure all this out, y'all kept hitting me up and asking me what I thought about this coin and that coin, woo-dee-woo. And I didn't want to give y'all no information until I considered myself more of an expert on the subject. I've read multiple white papers. I have a lot of money invested in crypto now. I've been doing it for a while, so now I have a much deeper understanding, and I want to share this information with the pond. I already gave y'all the 5 coins, but I'm really going to dive into the history of crypto, how it's going to affect us, and I'm going to break down each of those 5 coins, give you my favorite ones, and where I think it's going in the future. So if this is information you want to hear, and you liking this content, you liking how we vibing, you liking what we got up in this motherfucker, hit like, hit share, follow, subscribe, write in the comments. Let me know where you're from. You got a YouTube channel. Write in the comments. Let me know what it's about. Why do we need cryptocurrency? This is the question I was asking myself because, you know, I understand cents. I understand dollars. You know, I understand. Damn, what else was there? Really was just cents and dollars. I'm about to say I understand loans and shit like that, but that's really all it was. And for me, it was like, why do we need to introduce another currency? Like, what makes y'all think they're gonna get rid of all these current currencies and replace it with a new currency? Because this has happened before. Back in day old, whatever times, whatever you believe in, however you think the world started, before we actually knew the concept of money, bartering is how you got things that you needed. So let's say that Group 82 was a lumber company. And let's say that Sentado Productions was a corn company. Having lumber is great to build shit and to keep warm in the winter, but your kids can't eat no lumber. Having corn is great. You can eat and make, you know, tacos and tortillas and, you know, corn on the cob and whatever the hell else you can make with corn. But how are you gonna stay warm with that? You can't live inside of corn husk. So because of this, Group 82 Lumber will be very willing to exchange our commodity, which is lumber, with Sentado corn in exchange for corn so my family can eat and his family can stay warm. And that's just how it worked. You just went around, you just traded shit, you just bartered shit. But that's really inconvenient because who wants to be walking around with bags of lumber and bags of corn when you need water or gold or a fish? So they decided to make something else a universal currency. And they said, we're gonna use gold and gold coins. So then people started exchanging that. But then that got really heavy. It needed to be more convenient. So they decided to use paper. And that's where we are today. We're using paper to pay for everything. And now, because paper cannot be traced, because there are a lot of transactions that happen online, because there's a lot of other reasons I'm gonna go into why crypto is needed. We are now going to a digital currency, and that's what cryptocurrency is. We are trading our lumber for our gold, for our paper, for our Bitcoin. That's all we're doing. So because we're legally washing our money so it can be digital, what reasons do we have to do this? Like, what makes sense? Seems like the current system's working for most people, right? We all got a little bit of money, got more than we used to if you've been on the right path. So why would we do this? Well, here are the three benefits of cryptocurrency. But before I do that, make sure you hit like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm tired of doing that shit. I'm not, listen, y'all should know this by now. I will repeat it, but if you like a content creator, you like what they doing, you gotta hit like, you gotta write comments, you gotta hit share, you gotta subscribe, you gotta do these things. It's the only way content creators survive. So go ahead and do that, hit them buttons. The first benefit of cryptocurrency is decentralization. If you have read anything about crypto ever, you've heard about decentralization. What the fuck is decentralization? Decentralization basically means that all of our money right now is centralized. That means there are specific entities that control the money. So they, the Illuminati, white people, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Tupac, whoever y'all say controls the money, that is they. There are centralized figures and centralized banks like JP Morgan Chase or the Federal Reserve. So this means that our financial decisions are in the hands of a few. And based on the society we live in now, people don't really want to do that. So what crypto does is it allows us to have a decentralized currency that's not owned by one specific entity. It's essentially owned by everybody, and the checks and balances are done by everybody. How in the hell do you do that? Because there's a spreadsheet that we all can look to see whatever transaction happened, whatever, with whomever, however, and how much for it was. Ever. Think about if there was a dollar in your pocket right now, you held it up. I don't even carry cash with me no more, so this is great for this video. And you could see every single time that dollar was used. We can do that with digital currency, with this spreadsheet. That's called the blockchain. So anytime you hear the word blockchain, that's all it is a spreadsheet that can keep track of everything that's ever happened to that currency. The second benefit of cryptocurrency is inflation. For a myriad of reasons, the US dollar is always losing value. If you have a dollar sitting around on your table right now, it's losing value as we speak. If you want to put your money inside of a savings account so it doesn't lose value because the savings account's supposed to pay you interest, centralized banks like Chase pay you like 0.1% on your money in your savings. So you ain't gonna make no money off of it. You get like 3 pennies a year. The Federal Reserve decides the rates at which these banks can borrow money from each other. That's a whole nother video. But when that rate is set, that determines how the banks are gonna do their business going forward, which affects all the consumers, all of us. So the Federal Reserve has decided they wanna take their rates up. I think it's around 2.5%. If the US dollar is losing value every second and savings accounts are only giving me 0.1% annually on my money, and the Federal Reserve said inflation's going up 2.5%, how am I ever gonna make up that 2.4%? I'm gonna be behind every single year. So because of that, your money is gonna get devalued immensely every single year, which is why you gotta invest. And this is what crypto allows you to do. It gives you another alternative to invest outside of stocks. So this is a way that you can help your money grow. In addition to that, crypto doesn't really get affected by inflation because it's decentralized, it's universal, it can be used all over the world. It doesn't have to worry about the government in the United States and the government in China and what they decide to do or what they ain't gonna do, if it's gonna go up or down or not. Now, I'm not saying that don't affect the price, because it does, but it's not completely tied to it, where it's a direct centralized legislation bullshit that can affect the price, which can affect your money going down. So crypto gives you a little hedge, which means a little protection, which means a little of a pillow, a little bit of a safe haven against inflation. And the third benefit of cryptocurrency is technology. Going back to the dollar bill, we've been going in on the dollar bill. If you have one sitting in front of you right now, what can it do? It can lay, might be able to stand up. You might be able to use it in some sort of straw to lift a substance out. But a dollar bill is pretty much useless. So we have a currency that's losing value and it really can't do anything. Well, what do I need my dollar bill to do anything? It's fucking money. Because crypto coins are individual internet projects that can do things. They can do a lot of things. They can do video game things. They can do casino things. They can do NFT things. You want me to do a video on that? Write that in the comments. Metaverse things. You want me to do a video on that? Write that in the comments. Based on the utility, that's a word you're gonna hear a lot in this crypto space, the utility. Based on the reasons they started the coin, it can do a lot of stuff. So this allows us to pick our currency almost based on our common interests. Because we will get to a point where there will only be certain neighborhoods that accept Bitcoin. So when that happens, you better hope that the currency of choice is something that you are engaged in and has some sort of utility that you use in your everyday life. Now, do I think it's going to be some crypto civil war? I don't think that. But I do think that these technologies are about to take us places that we've never been. So you need to understand that there's a lot more going on than just putting your money inside of something and hoping that it goes up, or buying some JPEG of an ugly ass monkey. So this sounds good, right? These are the benefits of cryptocurrency. You know, there's always good. And when there's good, what does that mean? There's always bad. So what are the dangers of cryptocurrency? The first danger that you probably hear the most about is hacking. When you put your money under your mattress at home, it's not gaining any value. You're losing value by the second. It ain't doing nothing for you, but it's protected. Why? Because you are physically near it. When you put your money into crypto and it's digital, it is now internet money. And anybody that has an internet connection, they can come steal your money. This has been a problem since the beginning of crypto times, back in 2009 when Bitcoin was first started. If you want me to do a video on Bitcoin specifically, write that in the comments right now too. This is the wild, wild west right now. That's why you gotta be careful where you put your money and how you protect your money. The only way you can truly protect your digital money, your crypto money, is if you put it inside of a wallet. Now, before I start talking about wallets, I want you to understand this. You can invest in cryptocurrency without needing a wallet. A wallet is only needed if you want to spend your cryptocurrency or use your cryptocurrency. So really think about it like dollars. Like, you don't need to have a wallet at home to have money in your bank account. Having a wallet at home and a debit card inside that wallet allows you to spend the money that's in your bank account. It's the same way with crypto. You do not need a wallet to obtain or invest in crypto, but a wallet does allow you to spend your crypto, use your crypto, and protect your crypto. How? There's two types of wallets. You got a hot wallet and you got a cold wallet. If you want me to do a video breaking down that, let me know. I'll do that too. But I'm gonna give you a very brief synopsis because this can get ridiculous. A hot wallet stays connected to the internet. The cold wallet can be disconnected from the internet. Because the hot wallet stays connected to the internet, it can be hacked at any given time. Because a cold wallet can disconnect from the internet, you are now protected because you can hold your cold wallet or put it somewhere where it's not connected. But because you can hold your cold wallet, because you can do all types of things with your physical cold wallet, what does that mean? You have to keep up with that cold wallet. And this is the thing about crypto too. Ain't no centralized body. Ain't no forgot password button. Ain't nobody you can report to if something goes off. So if you got a cold wallet and you forget your passkey, you forget your password, you forget whatever they want to call it, can't nobody help you. Your crypto is gone. So these are things you need to think about, and this is why hacking is a crazy danger inside of cryptocurrency, because it leads to all these other things. The second danger of cryptocurrency is environmental. It takes a lot of energy to mine cryptocurrency. What does mine cryptocurrency mean? Just like they had to mine gold in the gold rush, they had to actually like take that pointy ass prospector thing. I know prospector from Toy Story. I don't know what the hell that, what's that thing called? The hat, you know what the hell I'm talking about. Had to hit it into the rock to get the gold out of there. You have to do the same thing with Bitcoin. I'm about to give you the air quotations. You have to mine Bitcoin. It's a similar process. But what you do is you do it with a computer. You do it with an extremely fast computer that can compute these calculations before other computers can, and on a blockchain. And if it can do that, you are awarded Bitcoin because you just made and mined some new Bitcoin. I can do a video on that too if y'all want me to do that. If so, write that in the comments. I'll make a whole video about Bitcoin, how to mine it and the people mining it and the money motherfucking mining their biz and all that. So because of this, because these computers are mining Bitcoin, it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of power. Bitcoin mining networks by themselves make up almost 1% of the world's CO2 production. That's ridiculous. It seems kind of counterintuitive in our society to ruin the earth in exchange for financial diversification. But like anything, it's still super early. They're cleaning a lot of this up. Elon Musk has been very vocal about it. There are a lot of coins and cryptos, projects as they call them, that are being very conscious about the environment. Hell, down in Texas, Bitcoin miners are providing energy for the state. This is a story I read the other day. So there is a lot of positive that come with that, but it still is hurting the environment. So that's something people want to get their hands around before it get out of control. And the third danger of cryptocurrency is volatility. You know, when I started investing my money in crypto, and I checked my account like a week later, And I saw that whatever I had put in, I don't remember whatever it was, but I do remember that it was like a 20 to 25% gain. I was like, what the hell? Because I'm used to invest in stocks. I invest in boring stocks like index funds, monthly dividend stocks. Nothing that's really getting me excited, stuff that's just keeping my money in there and making sure my money grows. Crypto is a little bit different. You can make some cake real fast. I got invested in Shiba Inu when it went up back in 2021, and that was a huge boost. But the same way it can go up, it can go down too. Bitcoin can be at 50,000 one week, and then 10 days later, it can be down to 38,000 a coin. You know, this is not for the faint of heart. If you're a day trader and you're looking to look at this like a flip, like a hustle, you're gonna be getting your feelings hurt. The volatility in crypto is insane. I only invest money that I can afford to lose. And in crypto, I feel this is the only way you can do it. Because if you invest the money that you really need for your family in the crypto, man, that thing can get snatched overnight. That thing can get snatched in minutes. I do not suggest doing that. Be conscious of that. Be very smart with your investments. How to buy crypto. If you are a beginner with crypto, you know crypto can be a very confusing place. There's a lot of ways you can do this. I'm gonna give you the most simple way, the most straightforward way, because you're new. If you wanna go down the rabbit hole and discover other ways, by all means do that. You should do that anyway. But I'm gonna give the most easiest way for somebody to invest in cryptocurrency. And that's through the centralized exchange called Coinbase. Coinbase is the most popular centralized exchange out. What I mean by centralized is this is a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. This is a company that has a sponsorship deal with the NBA. This is a company that has investors like Kevin Durant and Nas. Coinbase is as official of a cryptocurrency exchange as you're going to get. Look at it like Fidelity or Vanguard without the years of trust and credibility. If you are scared to invest in crypto, this is the only place I really suggest invest in crypto because they have too many reasons not to fail. The app is extremely easy to use. They got over 40 plus coins on there, so not a whole lot, but you know, they got the heavy hitters. Their fees are high, I will tell you that. You know, every time you wanna buy some shit, okay, it's gonna cost you $6, $7, $8. Based on the fact that they are essentially the most centralized and the safest, I kinda look at that as like insurance. Like you can go to one of these decentralized exchanges and you probably ain't gotta pay hardly any fees if you gotta pay a fee at all. But they get hacked all the time. Coinbase, like any crypto exchange, has had its issues, it's had its controversies, but like I said, this is the safest place to invest in crypto. If you want to invest in crypto using Coinbase, you can click the link below. I think they're giving you like $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up. That's my affiliate link. So go down there, click that link, sign up for Coinbase. You get the Bitcoin, I get some Bitcoin, everybody gets some damn Bitcoin. Now, for some of y'all who are used to watching my videos, you're like, damn, Duck, you've been talking for a long time. Yeah, I have, okay? I've been wanting to talk about crypto and Bitcoin and all this for years, but I couldn't, so now that I am. So I'm finally getting to the point that y'all want me to get to. But right now, I'm gonna give y'all the five best crypto to buy now for beginners. I'm gonna break down each coin. The first one is the granddaddy of them all, the Michael Jordan of this shit, the Jay-Z of this shit, the Dorian Group 82 of this shit, and that's Bitcoin. It's the originator. It's the reason crypto started back in 2009 by Satoshi. You wanna go look that up and look everything that goes on around that. You can go right ahead. Bitcoin was the proof of concept. Bitcoin was the one that birthed all these other coins. Bitcoin's the one that changed everything. This is like investing in Harvard, which is the first university in the United States of America. Princeton or Yale or Stanford or MIT might be better, but Harvard is always gonna be mentioned with all those other schools because it was number one. It's the same with Bitcoin, man. Bitcoin doesn't have the utility like we talked about earlier with some of these other coins, but Bitcoin is the first one. It's the most expensive one. It's the golden goose. It's the nest egg. It's the crown jewel in crypto right now. So it's gonna be in the conversation no matter what. So you go invest in this. I highly suggest getting a piece of this at least because it's the first one. Number two is Ethereum. This is my personal favorite cryptocurrency right now. I look at Ethereum like investing in the internet. Bitcoin is the most popular. Ethereum is the most used. Y'all probably heard about NFTs. If you want to buy an NFT anywhere, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to have to buy that NFT with Ethereum. Any transaction that's going on in Web3, in the metaverse, with anything dealing with cryptocurrency, people are taking Ethereum. It's like Amex, it's like MasterCard, it's like Visa, it's like Discover, it's like PayPal, it's like check cashing spots, it's like the liquor store, it's like all that. Ethereum, I feel like it has been undervalued for a long time. It's a great cryptocurrency that you can develop games on there, you can develop apps on there. It's something that's really gonna change the future. Now, Ethereum does have its drawbacks. If you wanna do anything on that spreadsheet that we talked about, that blockchain, that Ethereum spreadsheet, that Ethereum blockchain, you have to pay what's called gas fees. And the gas fees fluctuate based on how many people are trying to write on the spreadsheet at once. You ever use a Google Doc, a shared Google document with somebody, and you was trying to write on it and they was trying to write on it, you can see it was updated? It's the exact same thing with this. The more people that are trying to use the Ethereum blockchain at once, the higher the gas fee is. So you might end up paying $50, $60, $70 just to make one transaction based on what time it is. So Ethereum 2 is supposed to change all that. That's still a while away. I'm gonna do a video on Ethereum. I'll talk about all that, but still, that's my favorite crypto. The third crypto that I feel like everybody should at least look into is Cardano. Cardano is essentially like the baby Ethereum. It can do almost everything Ethereum can do without the expense of gas fees. It's just not as popular as Ethereum. It's not used as much as Ethereum. One thing that Ethereum and Cardano have in common, I think Cardano is really trying to push this as their main utility is going to help them get ahead of everybody, is smart contracts. What smart contracts are, instant bets that can be verified by the blockchain. So let's say I'm in a barbershop, right? I'm getting my hair cut. Shout out to Mr. Sarcastic, my barber down here. And I say shit like, and I mean this, LaMelo Ball is gonna win MVP in 2025. He gonna start going off and cussing. Gerard, the barber next to him, he might start saying something. Junior over there, he might start saying something. But y'all know me, I'm like, well shit, y'all talking all heavy. Bet that shit, I got 1,000 that Melo gonna win MVP in 2025. My barber, Mr. Sarcastic, says, cool, I'll take that bet. Now, if we say that right now, we know good and goddamn well that bet ain't gonna happen. He not gonna remember, I'm not gonna remember. If Melo wins, I will remember. If Melo loses, he will remember. You know, it's gonna be a lot of shit. With smart contracts, we ain't gotta worry about that. We can say right there, $1,000 bet on the Cardano blockchain, LaMelo Ball 2025, $1,000 going to either Dorian Gruppetti 2 or Mr. Sarcastic. When 2025 hits and the NBA announces who the MVP is, the NBA will tell the ESPN node, I'll talk about nodes later on in another video, which will tell the Cardano blockchain that LaMelo Ball has won MVP, and it will automatically pay me my 1,000 in Cardano. This is going to change the game. It's available on Ethereum, it's available on Cardano. Smart contracts are going to change how we do everything, from real estate deals to buying cars to everything. So if you believe in that technology, I will go study the Cardano project a little deeper, see what the price is, might be a good investment for you. The fourth coin that I feel like beginners should invest in is Dogecoin. If you try to create your own dollar bill today, that would be called creating counterfeit money. That's against the law, you probably go to jail. You can create your own cryptocurrency. You can call it whatever you want to. You can call it balls, coin, you can call it whatever. And no one's gonna stop you from doing that. All you gotta do is get people to believe in the project and to use it. Dogecoin was started as a joke on that. It was started as a joke versus crypto, because these people didn't believe in Bitcoin. They didn't believe in Ethereum. So they're like, we're gonna start our own coin to show y'all how stupid this is. And it picked up traction. And it was a joke, and it was a meme, and Elon would share it, and Mark Cuban would share it. It was funny as hell. But what happened is Dogecoin went from a joke to being real. Dogecoin's market cap got into the billions. Dogecoin's one of the most popular coins in crypto, and is now being used, and it has a decent utility at this point. Mark Cuban, who owns AMC Theaters, they're starting to accept it, and the Dallas Mavericks are starting to accept it. There are businesses who are starting to accept Dogecoin. Elon consistently keeps talking about it. What Dogecoin allows you to do as an investor allows you to see the meme coin perspective of cryptocurrency. I do not believe in meme coins like that. These are not long-term investments. I do not believe that that's something you should be doing on a consistent basis, but you do need to be cognizant of the fact that it can start off as a joke in crypto and it can get real, real quick. And Dogecoin is a great way for you to do that while simultaneously making some money if you looked at what it's done over the past, you know, couple of years that's been around. Dogecoin, that's a meme coin. Shiba Inu, that's a meme coin. There are other meme coins out there. I do not suggest putting a lot of these in your portfolio, but This is an educational video, so I definitely want to talk to you about meme coins. And the last cryptocurrency that I feel like all beginners should invest in is one that is going to give you access to the metaverse so you can see what this is about. You can kind of have a better idea what everybody keeps talking about with all this metaverse shit. It's called Decentraland. And what Decentraland is its own Sims, Second Life, if you remember that computer game, Super Mario 64, you know, Sim City, Roller Coaster Tycoon. If you played any of those games, that's what Decentraland is. It's its own place on the side of the metaverse where people can buy digital real estate and they can really set up shop, they can set up real businesses on there. You can really have a house on there. You can really have a club on there. You can really be a real estate agent on there. And you spend the Decentraland coin called Mana inside of Decentraland. And just like with any currency in any new civilization, the more people learn about it, the more people use it, the more it goes up in value. The metaverse isn't just one place. It's like the internet. You know, the internet isn't just one place, really. You can go anywhere on the internet. The metaverse is the same way. And these metaverses inside of the metaverse, whatever the hell we gonna call them, or maybe y'all can correct me in the comments what they are called, they're gonna use their own currencies. And Mana's a great example of that. Decentraland's a great example of that. So go do research on what Decentraland really is. Go look at other ones that are out there similar to that, Sandbox. See what they're about and see what these metaverse coins are about, how that can help you. See what these meme coins are about, how that can help you. See what the smart contract coins are out there that can help you. See what the heavy utility coins out there that can help you. And then see why Bitcoin started all of this. What was the reason? I'm telling you to see all this after watching this video because you need to do your research. You need to do your research. This is your money. This ain't my money. This is my money. This is my choice that I make with it. This is your money. This is your choice what you make with it. You can lose everything you got in crypto. But if you're smart with it and you really do your research, you become a student of this, this can get you gains that it would take you 6, 7, 8 years of doing stocks. What y'all think? What y'all think? You know, you see how I'm leaning back and shit. I'm chilling. It's been a while since I did a long form video on a different topic. Something we don't usually do. Some of y'all are clicking off the video right now. This is absolutely killing our retention time, but I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because this message right here is for the real ducks and swans in the pond. Y'all have been riding with me, man. Y'all have been riding with me. I'm crazy. I'm volatile. I can say some wild stuff. But one thing that I am is I'm grateful. That's why I work so hard. That's why I'm so consistent. I needed a break. I needed a break big time. And I didn't realize. Y'all allowed me to have that break because y'all kept supporting the channel. Y'all kept watching videos. Y'all kept subscribing. Y'all kept sharing. The pond is bigger than it's ever been. And I told y'all we was gonna turn to an ocean one day. And we're on that path. And this is the type of content I'm gonna put out. We're gonna chop this up. We're gonna have the micro content, but we're gonna talk about more of this money. So whatever y'all want me to talk about money related, flood the comments. Let me know, please. Because I want to make sure that every duck and the swan is getting this forever money, that they can change their family's legacy forever like I've been able to. I appreciate y'all. I'm out the pond. Y'all stay true.
Group82University.com.